When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to create happiness. If you are feeling negative or stuck or down or just cloudy, like just everything isn't clear, then this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about how to get in that happiness frequency that will make you feel as you want to feel. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you're going to pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, forgiveness, whatever frequency you want. And as we breathe in, you're going to say the word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with this energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in this frequency, and then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting yourself in receiving mode so that you can receive the message that you need today to lift your perspective, to get you in that positive frame of mind so you can design your life as you wish. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, a certain sound, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down those negative blocks, the weight, just everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, it's going to take all of that with it, leaving you in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. All right. Well, before we dive into this message, if you want to become a supporter of the podcast, click the first link in the description. You can become a supporter and help me take this podcast to the next level. If you've been listening for a little while, you know my goal is to eventually develop brick and mortar locations that are half gym, half healing center, where people in their local community can go to get their body right, their mind right, and combine that with the podcast so that we can be the best part of our world today. I appreciate all your support. And if you're not able to do that, just sharing this podcast not only means the world to me, but it helps spread this message, which I think is powerful and uplifting. And we're only as strong as we are together. So thank you so much for that. So this idea or this message of like being happy, it's something that definitely comes up when you're not feeling it, when you're depressed or you're just feeling stagnant or you're not in joy, like you're just in that lower frequency energy. Being happy seems like the goal, the dream, like that's what you want. You want more happiness in your life. And so we look forward or outward for that solution. Like we think, okay, you know, when I start this business, I'm going to be happier. When I quit this job, I'm going to be happier. When I get this money, I'm going to be happier. When I do this, I will be happier. And it's not to say that external things can't have positive impact. In fact, if it's an external thing that resonates with your soul, with something that you're passionate about, it should raise your vibration. But as I've said before, there's people that have exactly what it is that you're dreaming of and more, but they're depressed. They feel worse than you do. So those external things can't be the solution. How powerful would it be if you were happy just because? And by happy, I mean in joy, in flow, nothing's bothering you, your shoulders are loose, you're just comfortable with the experience, like you're the ultimate observer of what's going on. Imagine if you were that without the external things, and that you just go to experience the external things to expand your positive energy. This is something that I find myself battling often. I want to, you know, accomplish things. I have these goals of who and what I want to become, and the impact that I want to make. And when you're thinking about those external things, like creating a business or, you know, building your dream job or whatever it is, a lot of times we think about that and then we start thinking negatively about the situation we're in. So we start lowering our frequency because we're creating a vision that we assume is better. But the why is what's going to save you. Why do you want those things? And when you can figure that out, you can actually bring that energy into your now and you can create it. And not only will you create it, but you will allow the law of attraction to work to bring this vision to you closer. So here's an example. I'm going to use myself as this example. You know, my goal is to continue the entrepreneurial journey and eventually start my own brick and mortar location. So I have this vision in my mind of, you know, it is a gym at its heart, but, you know, it's going to have like meditation. It's going to have healing things like heat therapy and massage therapy and, you know, just all those things where that way people can go. I would like to have some healthy snacks, coffee, you know, just a place where you can go. If you just want to go for 5 minutes to get uplifted or you want to exercise or you need to go relax, it's like, you know, I know that the world is a difficult place. You know, your job might be difficult. Your home life might be difficult. And if there's just a place that you know you can go to get some positive healing, it would be impactful. And that's what I want to create. And so it's on my mind all the time. I'm constantly thinking about it. And the things that I'm doing now are hopefully in my mind going to lead to that. But if I start living in that area, which is good, but if I start living in that area and then looking down upon the current position I'm in, and I think this is the struggle, the difficult thing that we end up doing is we envision this future, we start trying to manifest it, we see ourselves in it, but then we look back at where we're currently at and start demoting it, start thinking about all the things you don't like about your current situation. But if we can just go to that future time and think about, why do I want this? What's the root cause? The root cause is I believe I can connect to source energy. I believe you can connect to source energy. And I love how good it feels. I love how good it feels when you're at peace with everything and you're taking knowledge or experience or wisdom or just care, whatever it is, love, and passing it to other people. That feeling is like a high of just helping people, see them light up, seeing them become the best version of themselves. And that's what inspires me to want to create this for both ends. I want to be able to do it for the general public, and I also want to do it for the people that will come to work for me. I love, you know, my coworkers and all that stuff, and so I want to provide, you know, a career and a job opportunity and maybe, you know, a franchise opportunity if they want to open their own, you know, versions of this, you know, for them. And so that energy that I want, I can do and have right now. And if I send my mind forward and I live in this, you know, fantasy that I'm creating, this positive fantasy, but then I look backwards and push myself down, that is not helping me elevate my energy. That's lowering it. And so I'm actually creating more of what I don't want, because what we focus on expands. And so if I'm going forward to experience this vision in my mind, but in that experience, I'm looking back at what I don't want now, I'm actually going to create more of what I don't want now. And that creates this pattern of being unhappy every single day, because you're waking up and only seeing the things you don't want, only seeing the things that you don't have. And so you're going to create more of what you don't want and what you don't have. And so connect with the why on why you want to do it. If you want a promotion at your job, like, why do you want it? Besides the material, it's okay to want it for the material things, but material things can be achieved in more ways than one. So why do you want it in that way? Why that path? And when you can discover it, like for me, I know I love uplifting people, then I just can remind myself that I am doing that now. You know, get excited about my podcast. Get excited about the direct messages that I get, the comments, the, you know, people reaching out, letting me know how it's been impactful, and then giving me, you know, ideas for future episodes, and then me putting my mind to work, meditating and thinking about different ways I can elevate people or be more creative with the podcast. And so I can get that energy that I'm looking for, you know, and to create more of now. And so if you have a future that you're dreaming of, if you have something that, you know, gets you excited, spend time in it. But figure out your why. Why is this time important to you? Why is this goal important to you? What are you going to do with your energy in this space? And once you know what it is that you're going to do with your energy in this space, start doing it now. In some way, shape, or form, find a way to start doing it now. And if you start doing it now, you're going to raise your internal vibration. You're going to elevate yourself. You're going to get closer to source. And you're going to create the path to get to where you're trying to go. Because if you're trying to go to this place you're trying to create in your mind, or you do create in your mind, then the energy that you love about that place, if you can bring it into the now, then the law of attraction is going to bring this vision to you. Because you're creating it, the like is going to attract like, and it's going to come to you. So spend some time, really evaluate where your thoughts are, really evaluate your why, come up with it. And it's okay for your why to change. But it can't change, it can't grow, it can't become something that you're passionate about if you don't have at least something in your mind. Once you create the something, it will grow and it'll grow and grow. In fact, it will be different down the road. It will be bigger, it will be more expansive than it currently is. So you need the version now, whatever that is, and then move forward. Create that abundant life. Create that giving environment where you're collecting the things that light you up and then giving them to others, because that is how you're going to move down the path. Think of it like a wire, like you're on this experience wire. So for wire to go in you, it's going to come out the other side because you're riding on this wire. If no more wire is coming out the back, that means no more wire is coming in the front. So bring the wire, bring the experience, bring that vibration into you, and then give it away so that you can continue to move forward. You can be connected to positive source and be the best part of your world's day. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was the right episode for you and the message got you, you know, in the right frame of mind, lifted your perspective, and hopefully brought some of that positive energy to you. If you enjoy this podcast and you want to make sure you don't miss a single one, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description for that. You also get my free positive meditation that I put together. It's a great way to align yourself, get your mind right, and create that positive energy within you. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's links in the description for that. There's TikTok and Instagram. I'm trying to grow the TikTok to 1,000 followers, so I appreciate all the recent followers who have joined in. I put a lot of clips from this podcast on there, so it's a great way to see some of the best parts of the podcast. And then, of course, Instagram is a great way for direct messages, for putting out information. So I appreciate all the followers on there. And if you want to elevate your game, if you're an entrepreneur, or you want to get into entrepreneurship, or you're in your career and you want to take it to the next level, schedule a success session. It's a time for you and I to talk about where your opportunity is, bring that positive mindset, really elevate your viewpoint so you can see what your next move is, your next opportunity is, and then move forward. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.